Podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised. It's a dead man's party.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed. This is episode 45. It is Halloween. Mm-hmm. We are in Bridget's haunted room.
And one of them.
One of them, because she has a haunted house. Literally. So say hello, Bridget.
Hello, Bridget.
We just did a trial run before this, and I have no idea how this is going to sound, because it sounded a little freaky when we did the blooper. We usually do a blooper at the beginning of every podcast. I have so many bloopers, and if I find the right person to just cut it, we would have the best blooper reel.
So any of our closet listeners or secret listeners that are interested in doing that, let us know, or we're going to go to Fiverr.com and have it done. That's what we should do.
What's Fiverr.com?
So on Fiverr.com, it's Fiverr.com. You pay $5. Oh, that's the dryer. Sorry.
Okay.
Just $5, and they will do everything. Like, really? So say you want someone to make you a theme song. You pay $5.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do it.
Wow.
But I think you pay them after the product, obviously, to make sure that it's, you know, it's $5.
Right.
So, you know, we could always do like an editing process or whatnot. I'll look into it.
Yeah, totally. Because we have a lot.
Yeah.
We definitely have a lot of files.
So bloopers. It might be a tenfer, but still. They have people that do like, you know, $7, but Fiverr.com, check it out.
That's awesome. So, yeah, so again, don't really know what this whole thing is going to sound like, but the acoustics in here are, you know, it's pretty tight in here.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're going to be at my house where it's totally
open air.
I
mean, we do have the door closed. For
that
your preference.
Well. Yeah.
You wanted that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That as well. So, it is Halloween night. So, by the time everyone hears this, it's going to be All Saints Day. Because I will post this tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, my slot. So, let's talk Halloween. So, we went out.
We did. My Super Bowl. And since I moved back to the East Coast, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to piss off pretty much just me because no one listens, but it's my Super Bowl and none of my friends really care for Halloween out here. You don't care for it. I had to force
No, I don't. And my best friend is wicked into it.
Well, her and I need to become friends.
Well, yeah, I told her. I said, when she went to that party on Friday night, you saw all her Snapchats.
Yeah.
She was like, if I knew Bridget was that into it, I would have invited her up.
Oh.
And I was like, she goes next year, because Erica and her family, they're really, really into it. And even though she's like, she's my biffle, my other half, I've never been into it.
Yeah, Lydia's not.
I'm not a
Lydia
huge,
and Christina are not into it either.
Not a huge person.
But Lydia will come over, but I mean, I've told this story. I've told stories numerous times on your podcast because I've been on it for about a year now.
40 later.
Yeah, where I've had, you know, epic pumpkin carving parties. Not Halloween parties, but people have still dressed up. I mean, I've gone to town decorating. Even some of my neighbors tonight were like, oh, you didn't decorate your yard. I'm like, I haven't decorated in 2 years because
like,
I lost
now that. Now you notice?
I lost that love and feeling because the East Coast did that to me, you know?
I lost that love and feeling.
Yep. So we went out. We went to the Rum Line, which was my first time ever being at the Rum Line, the downstairs. I've only been to the upstairs once, and like was there for like 20 minutes. So I was like, I'm good.
I rented the upstairs for my sister's 21st birthday.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty epic. Because she's her birthday, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
So I rented the upstairs on her 21st, St. Patrick's Day, had a DJ. My mom did the food. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing.
So we went and saw The Runaround.
Which is awesome. I love The Runaround.
They did a great job.
Yep.
Once again, you know, epic performances, knocked it out of the park.
Yep.
It was a little quiet when we kind of left, but from what the bartender said, was that people from Mile Marker would make their way over there because Mile Marker shuts down at a particular time.
And we left about 11, so we stayed pretty late. We really did. We stayed until like 11. I was pretty, like, impressed. I'm like, holy crap, like, not a lot of people are here yet. And, you know, but.
And then we went to Stones and we were the only two dressed up.
Right. But, again, doesn't matter. It was Halloween weekend.
Right. Apparently there were people dressed up before we got there, but. You know.
We missed it.
It's all right. You were dressed as a nun.
Yes. So, I've had this costume for 3 years, and apparently being a nun gets a lot of attention.
Which is kind of amazing. I don't understand it.
I don't either. I mean, I guess nobody dresses up as a nun anymore?
Well, I think...
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, why... Like, people were just, like, awed that I was a nun.
Because I think people are way too sensitive nowadays, so it's shocking when people dress... Like in religious kind of, especially you, because they all recognize.
What, I don't portray anything nun-like, Bridget?
Your name is Sister, saying? Sister Mary Margarita, or Sister Martini. Mary Martini.
Oh, I love Sister Mary Margarita, but yes, it was Sister Mary Martini.
And it's not like you were wearing a name tag.
I was not.
But, you know, it was interesting. We walked in, there was just a lot of people... There was a dude dressed as, like, Mr. T when we got there.
Yeah.
And then they left.
Yeah. And then someone came up to me and said, I've never groped a nun before.
Yeah.
And groped me on the back. So that was interesting.
Yeah. I had that happen a week ago. And I was like...
And you were you were kind of dressed up.
I was dressed up for a masquerade ball, but it still did not give him the invite to touch me, especially because it was gross. and I was in a basement. I also ended up at Stones that night, but I was sober.
Every night that you're out should end in Stones. Everyone knows that. Especially if Jamie's working.
I only go on specific days, because I only go on specific days. I've gone on some Friday nights, but it's a different vibe.
Saturday night is the night to go out. You know Jamie's working. Everyone knows that Jamie works on Saturdays, and I was there for lunch on Saturday, because they know that broccoli cheddar is my favorite soup. And they made it for me and said, hey, we have this. And I went in and then ended up there that night. Mm-hmm. So, but everyone knows that, you know, everyone knows that Jamie's working. Because Jamie's been around forever and ever.
Yeah.
So.
I voted for him.
I think a lot of people voted for him.
As they should have.
I'm still voting for him.
Yep. Absolutely.
So yesterday, we didn't go out for Halloween because you were kind of recovering, huh, Bridget?
Yeah, must have been something I ate.
Yeah, must have been.
Fuck off. I don't know what happened. I was water was happening. You saw me.
Yeah, you did every other. You did a drink and then did water and then drink them water.
Yep, and I did water before. Don't know what happened, but I walked home by myself and somehow woke up the next morning and, you know, walked my dog. This has happened before where I've been able to function to walk my dog. I'm like, okay, I got away with just a little headache. Cool. I'm like, all right, I'm going to make some toast, have some breakfast. And liver said, fuck you, not today. Guess what? I'm just going to plant you right here. You need to catch up on your DVR, is what it told me.
Oh, yeah.
I remember vaguely watching some things. I watched the game, kind
of. Oh, I watched the game. It was a good game.
So, they obviously cut, like, they didn't show the dildo being thrown onto the field.
Not for nothing. I completely missed that. I was sitting in front of a TV at Friday's.
But they didn't show it.
They didn't.
No, because the commentator's Erica, talking about it.
Okay, because Erica said, Alicia, did you see that happen? I go, listen, I was in front of the TV and I didn't see anything happen. So they were able to cut. They were able to catch it and cut it.
What they did was, it's kind of like a dump button, like on radio.
Right.
Where if you swear, it jumps it back.
Right.
So I think what
happened. It's a delay.
I think what happened was, the minute that they realized what it was, they cut to a different camera. Because they have about 75 cameras shooting that
right,
field at
right,
all times.
Right.
So it's like, it's depending on the producer and the director as to who, like, which camera to go to.
So you're telling me that nowadays, not for nothing, I've heard the word shit, pussy, dick, at one point fuck, on these channels now. Especially Comedy Central. They're saying these words.
Oh, well.
But the minute a dildo gets thrown on the field where you can barely recognize what it is, they cut that?
Well, here's the thing. The NFL. Hi, have you not heard of Janet Jackson?
Yeah, that's a million years ago.
No, no, no. The NFL and the FCC, because the NFL and football games are family friendly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they don't get to do their little, like, touchdown dances and celebrate, because it's unsportsmanlike conduct. We're living,
although Gronk's yesterday was, like,
we're living
out
in
of
the
out of the few Gronk. I mean, he had a few yesterday, but one of it was
the
just
one with
awesome.
The wing.
Yes,
yeah.
It was awesome. I love Gronk. I just love him.
And I noticed with when they were doing recaps, everyone spikes the ball.
Everyone.
Like, so it was like,
it's like a thing.
But it's like a Gronk spike. Like, everyone
because
knows what a Gronk
spike.
Because
he's so tall.
He's so massive.
And not many people are that tall.
Way to go, Chad Hogan. Like,
hello? Hello,
right?
Chad Hogan.
Where did you
no,
come
Chris.
From?
No, Chris. It's Chris.
Is it Chris?
It's Chris.
Oh, okay.
It's Chris.
Where did you come from?
Like, I have no idea.
Last 2 weeks he's been coming
he
out.
He looks
of
young, though. How old is he?
We could look that up.
We can look that up, because he looks like he's young, and I felt kind of dirty.
Nah.
Well, I mean, I did.
You know.
But, I did.
Yeah, so I was in and out for a while, and then all of a sudden, I happened to be paying attention, and I hear, oh, something was just thrown onto the field. Thought it was a flag. But not entirely sure. And then they didn't actually talk about it. And it wasn't until I went on Facebook, someone had posted, someone that was actually there had filmed the dildo get thrown.
How the hell did you film that? I mean, to get the exact
moment.
He's 28
moment,
years He's 28?
Yeah.
Ooh, he is not off limits. I thought he was going to be like, you know, Kaepernick, who we can't talk about anymore. But he's 23. I mean, I thought he was a youngin. Like, he looked like he
was,
like,
early. Oh, we
can
talk about Kaepernick. We could also talk about Standing Rock, but, you know, we won't because, you know, we won't get political. But if you don't know what Standing Rock is, you better fucking Google yourself.
I saw that all day.
Because it has been happening for 2.5 months. The same time that people were pissed off with Colin Kaepernick, this has been happening. This has been happening since April, and we're just, like, someone finally started doing something.
So, all right, can you please brief us on it, please?
So, Standing Rock, there is a pipeline, or a proposed pipeline in North Dakota, that they are trying to take the land from the Native Americans.
And why?
And they're protesting, because they say it's not their land. They're saying that they need to do this for resources, and an oil pipeline needs to come through there. That's going to interrupt the water resources that they have there. So, in the last few weeks, Shailene Woodbury from Secret Life of American Teenager, the Divergent series.
To a celebrity.
She was arrested for protesting. She went out there and protested.
Okay.
And they arrested her, and she's like, for what? Why?
Right.
They've gotten to the point where they are now beating the protesters.
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
is that even legal?
It's turned violent.
But how come we haven't heard anything about this?
Because the media doesn't want to bring it up.
Why?
Because of the election. Because with Trump and Clinton.
So this is happening in the United
this
States.
This has been happening.
This has been happening, and this is in the United States. However, if this was happening in another country, we'd probably hear about it.
Oh, we would
no
have
problem.
A flag on Facebook. We'd have a... like, you know, a color where we could change our profile to that flag.
Right.
Because the media and social media picks and chooses what we see.
Right.
And that's terrifying.
And that's a lot of the things. And, a lot of the things in the United States are happening.
Yeah.
Poverty, homeless children, what we're talking about. And all those things happen within the United States, but...
But
people have chose to
here's
not.
Here's my thing, and I know that we talked about this before, and we talked about Colin Kaepernick before. And since I made that statement, and since I said, you know, I believe in him for what he's standing up against. I probably wouldn't have done it if I. But we want our celebrities to stand up for platforms like this, and since he started kneeling.
Yeah.
There were 65 unarmed men and women that were shot by police officers. 65. But everyone was mad at this NFL athlete who started bringing attention to it. Once he started doing it, everyone started paying attention. And they're still mad at it. And I'm sorry, but I don't agree with people being mad at it. I don't. People were blind sharing stuff. I'm like, I don't think you actually understand what the problem is.
Yeah, that's the thing with social media is that people blind share. And they just see it, thinks it's great. They don't read into it. They don't know the backstory of it. And all of a sudden, they just share. And that is like, and that's how I think Trump got to where he got.
So
but
this,
I'm just saying.
This whole Standing Rock thing, they are not sure where it started, where you check in. To Standing Rock, North Dakota. They don't know if it's a hoax or not. Whether it's a hoax or not, it's getting attention to where it's needed.
Oh my God, so many
but
people on
seeing,
my Facebook
I've
today,
seeing,
I saw that.
I mean, for the last few months, I've seen people posting about it. And it's like, why aren't we talking about this? You know, when I think it was the bombing in France happened, there was a massacre in Africa.
Right.
Children.
Right. And that
like,
didn't come
and
out
nobody,
until like
and there was
right.
A,
I saw a lot of people
yeah.
post on that after the fact, like, hey, this is what's happening and
right.
we're not even
and
talking about
so
it.
So also those 200 girls that were kidnapped by Boko Haram, 20 of them have been released back to their families. Just they were kidnapped 2.5 years ago. 20 of them were released. Oh, last week.
No one's heard about it.
No one mentioned it. I just happen to follow certain people that, you know, also have people outside the country. I was actually at the Museum of, the Children's Museum on Thursday night for a Halloween event. It was grown-up night at the Children's Museum. Let me tell you, ain't nothing more exciting than drinking a beer and going through the Children's Museum with thousands of people. It was great.
That's really cool.
But we ran into this woman who was dressed as Pippi Longstocking. She's from Sweden. And she's here, you know, working for a company in Boston. And we asked her, so what do you think of our election? She started laughing.
And probably hysterically.
You would have thought, like, Amy Schumer just landed a drop mic joke. Like, she was laughing. She's like, oh, my God, I feel so sorry for you people. She's like, you guys are kind of the laughingstock in the rest of the world.
No, we totally know that.
No, yeah, we're the quote-unquote the most powerful country, but yet...
They're the most laughingstock right now.
We got so many...
Absolutely freaking...
Are we talking about politics?
We're not.
Okay, good.
So, we're not talking political, we're not talking religion, we're not... Like, we're not... taking side. We're actually we're talking about current events.
Yeah.
We're talking about things that are happening.
I feel like...
You're just dropping... What is
little
basically
things.
Happening is you're dropping current events.
Yeah.
We're not talking whether it's okay or not okay, good or bad. We're literally just talking about what the hell is going on in the world, actually.
Right.
So,
because
yeah,
no one really
good.
Cares about my fucking hangover from yesterday.
Yeah, no. Joey's going to say,
what the fuck?
What the fuck, Alicia?
This is boring.
We really don't care about Bridget's hangover.
Well, guess what? You're the only one listening.
At this point, probably.
Because.
Yes.
Prove us wrong. Hashtag, I don't give a fuck.
We can't even get a hashtag Alicia Unleashed on the fucking ground.
Right? Well, you know, we're working on it.
Yeah, I mean, episode 45.
Yes.
At this point.
Yep.
So, we're mature. Like, if you're going to be 45, don't you think you should be mature by now?
No. I mean, yes.
I mean.
Yes, but in my experience, Shockingly, no.
No.
That doesn't exactly happen.
All right.
There are a lot of man children out there.
Yeah. Probably until like 50s and 60s.
Yeah, but you know. Yeah,
probably.
Whatever.
Oh, shout out, happy belated to Joey.
Right.
Speaking of man children. No, just happy kidding. Birthday. Love you, Joey. I'm not exactly going to say how old he is. Because one, I'm not too sure. And two, I don't want to blow up his spot. But nevertheless, honestly, he's in amazing shape for his age because of his job. Yes, he's a narcolept, but, you know, who wouldn't be that can't sleep for 7 days?
I mean, the fact is the man wakes up at like 3 a.m.
Sometimes 2:30 and works till 7 p.m. at night. I don't care who you are, where you live. He is hands down the hardest working person I have ever met.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been doing this since his 20s.
For crying out loud, I mean, by the time I wake up at 5:05.
Oh, Joey's already been working for 3 hours.
He's already
got
like so many Instagram posts. He's got the fucking grill going. He's got the smoker going.
Oh, he's got videos up of the boats. Yeah. He's got videos of the boats.
Oh,
he's got some tuna on the grill.
Oh my shit, man.
He has dinner done for the next day.
By the way, next week is daylight savings time. Make sure you change your clocks.
Fall back, bitches. Fall back.
We
gain an hour of sleep.
Yeah, but
that's exciting.
But you also get like complete darkness, more darkness than you already have.
It's so exciting. No, even it's actually really dark right now.
Especially
like,
in the
not
mornings.
Right now, but in the morning, even 7 o'clock in the morning looks like 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because right now it's only 7:20 and it looks like midnight.
Yeah, I mean, I walk my dog at 5:15 in the morning and it's dark. And, you know, ever since I had that little encounter, I'm still jumpy. And, like, this morning, I walked through downtown and was, like, trying to see if any of my memories could come back from my walk back home from Stones. Nothing.
Probably not, no. How'd you feel that hill going up? That hill? You gotta feel that hill. So, Bridget and I live at the, like, if you guys know where Stones is, like, literally, you have to walk up the hill back home, not the way towards downtown, but the way towards Sunbank, which is a steep hill.
Oh, I didn't go up that hill. I went up the
You went up even the little bit longer way, just so you wouldn't have to go up the steep hill?
No.
Spring Street?
Yeah, I went Spring Street.
Yeah, that's still, when you've been drinking, bitch, that's a steep hill.
I was Snapchatting somebody. I don't know who.
I got your Snapchat. I got like 7 Okay, listen, people. I got 7 Snapchats in a row, and I wish you can save a fucking Snapchat.
That is the reason why you can't.
A voice. Like picture ones, okay, for a Snapchat tutorial. For pictures, you can screenshot it, right?
Yeah.
But the other person's notified that you screenshot.
That's why you can't send dick pics, because we will screenshot them and show them to everybody.
Yes, and so with video or, you know, sound, you can't screenshot that. Mm-hmm. So it goes away. And I was like, oh my god, I wish I could just save this right now.
I don't even know. There are times where I send videos to people and then they get back to me a day later and I'm like, I don't even know what I sent you anymore. Like, I've lost track.
Right. Speaking of Snapchat, do you have those friends or those people that will send you a Snapchat and then send you a text and say, hey, I just sent you a Snapchat, look at it.
Oh shit, really?
Do you have that?
I don't have those people, but, cause we've already talked about the people that send it to you privately, but then they also send it to your story, which I figured out why some people do that. I've got two types of people.
Okay, why?
One is they don't know how Snapchat actually works. And two, you have those friends that don't actually go on Snapchat as often as everybody else.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that they don't miss out.
Yes.
On some of your brilliant work. Like Christina. I send them to Christina as well as if I'm putting them on my story. Because she's getting better at it, but I'm not entirely sure if she's seeing them.
Oh, because they're going to expire if they're in your story.
Yes.
And people like Christina don't go on for 2 days later. But
right.
It will still be there.
So if I send it as a private message, it's always
gotcha.
There.
Gotcha. See, yeah. I really think that Joey would really like Snapchat, but it's just another social media thing I don't think he's going to get into.
Yeah. Because there's Instagram story too, but I don't
think Right. I don't think he figured that one out yet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of glad. I mean, I don't remember who I Snapchatted, but thank God.
I don't know, you Snapchatted
me. I didn't Snapchat Jamie, which thank God, because I have Snapchatted Jamie. I Snapchatted Jamie last week, and I apologized for some things that were said to him that were not for me. But I apologized the minute I walked in, too. So it was just like, I'm sorry. I'm just saying sorry right now.
Just saying I'm sorry.
And then I Snapchatted him later. I'm like, once again, I said I'm sorry, but I need new friends. Help me find new friends.
What? I'm not good enough for you?
You weren't with me last week.
No, but Saturday I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told him to find me a new wingman, too, because my wingman sucks.
Oh, I'm the best wingwoman ever.
It's the running joke that he is the worst wingman. He is my worst wingman.
Yeah, he is the worst. So when I went out with my friend Brian, I'm the best wingwoman ever. And I proved that.
Like, empty the bottle. Why, did you take somebody home that night?
Him?
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost doesn't count.
I know, but the girl who said that he was cute was not single. So I got at least...
What is with women like that?
I got at least someone to be like, you are really cute. Because it was, but then we found out that she wasn't single. We're like, well, that fucking sucks.
Why do women do that? Like, no. If you've got a man, don't compliment other people. Stop that. Leave that alone for the single chicks.
So, if you got it, you can't. If you got a man, you can't say someone else is cute.
I don't understand. You can, but it depends on how secure you are in your relationship. If your man's standing next to you or not. But it's like, how did that even come up that you found out she wasn't single?
Because we asked the bartender, and the bartender knows her.
Oh,
bartenders know all. Don't we know this?
I
bartenders know. I feel everything. Like
this is like We Love Jamie podcast. But I feel like I also have not talked to Jamie about things. Although, Jamie and I did have a moment after you left the other night.
Oh, Lord.
And, yeah, I remember that conversation. Then again, you know. I remember that part. Bridget might have went into blackout when she got home. Woke up with...
I don't know. Could have been I don't know what it could have been. I mean, just let's... I don't even know. So go ahead, yes.
I mean, I did find 85 ibuprofen in my purse this morning when I was looking for my wallet. I was like, oh, shit, that's where my mom's ibuprofen went. I was like, where did all my ibuprofen go? I know I had it. It was all in the purse.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been like that. Yeah. Continue. Let's move on.
We're moving and moving on.
And moving on.
And moving on. Yes.
Most boring podcast ever.
Most boring podcast ever we're going to do. There's our book.
Yeah.
Because we were going to talk about Halloween and...
We did talk about... There was no trick-or-treaters tonight. I mean, I went out in my Hotline Bling Drake sweater.
Oh, yeah. So talk about that.
So if you have... We've talked about Hotline Bling before. We did it at Kyle's house. Remember at Kyle's house when you dropped the cottage cheese on her damn dog? When we periscoped? Yeah.
That was like number 21 or something.
Was it?
That was legit so long ago.
I feel like, oh, was it 20? Because we brought a bottle and we popped the bottle.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, it was a milestone. So 20. Yeah. That was 25 podcasts. Oh,
and
ago.
We yelled at Frankie, like, do you Frankie, know Drake?
Do you know Drake? Do you still know Drake? Frankie, do you know Drake? Where is Frankie? I've not seen Frankie. You know what's coming up soon, Bridge?
What?
Dodgeball! Because what's happening now is Halloween is November. Over. Listen, Halloween's over tonight. Halloween's over. Thanksgiving, Christmas New Year's.
My birthday.
Done. After your birthday.
My birthday, Valentine's Day.
And then it's it.
President's Day.
Dodgeball.
St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Dodgeball.
Easter.
Nope. Dodgeballs is between St. Patrick's Day and Easter.
That's coming up.
Yep. It is coming up real quick. Because you know once the holidays come, it just flies by. And next year is here.
It's like already November.
Seriously? Like, this is like the quickest year ever. And I am totally okay with this year to be over.
Me too, because they have taken a lot of our celebrity. They took Prince and David Bowie this year. I mean, we've... The 2016, in a sense, was probably my best summer yet here.
Yeah.
But also...
So hashtag summer of Bridget.
It's been the shittiest fucking year. Like... And guess what? The United States series finale next week. Don't forget to get out and vote. Early voting ends actually, on November 4th.
Actually, early voting is the most successful it's ever been.
Yeah. They said for early voting, they've seen higher numbers than they have in years past for early voting.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and voted last week. I went to awesome. City Hall.
Wow.
Went to the city clerk, told them my name, got my ballot. Signed the envelope, didn't get a sticker, and done.
Awesome.
So I did my part.
Okay.
You know?
Very cool.
So early voting ends on November 4th, and check cityhall.gov or GloucesterCityHall.gov to find out the hours. I know, like, last Thursday, they were open till 8 p.m. for voting, and there was a line when I got there.
Yeah, I bet.
So...
This is probably going to be record-breaking United States voting. Last time they said it was, but I think even this time is also going to break that as well.
Yeah.
I really do.
I fear for all of it.
I do, and I can't wait to see what happens because I am going to videotape Tyler's reaction no matter what. Oh. So, Tyler's reaction...
But you also got to... So, it's pretty much going to be the next day, so you're going to wake him up at 3 a.m.?
Well... We were talking about that, and I think what we'll do is I will wake him up with the news. Mm. So I'll have to go into his room, turn on some light or turn on the video light, start taping, and then tell him the news. Because he's going to have a reaction either way.
Right.
So I really want to see his reaction either way.
Because you think about it, in 4 years or even 8 years... He's the one that's going to have to... This is going to matter to him.
Right.
As much as it does now. Like, right. You think...
He's going to... He's like going to get to have... 8 years?
He's going to be able to
vote? He's going to be 20.
Wow.
So, you know what? He's going to be pissed because in 4 years, he still can't vote. And that president, you know, basically the trend has been... Since how long the presidents have gone for 2 terms?
Oh, no, this is not going to be a 2-term president.
Unless they got someone coming forth that's worth it in 4 years.
Cause not John Stewart for president.
Not for nothing.
Kanye, 2020.
I'm going to fucking kill you right now with fucking Kanye 2020.
He's for real. I mean...
He is not for real.
No.
Well, if you know what? If Donald Trump can get in as a celebrity with no fucking presidential... No political background, then I guess anyone can get in. I could get in. Cox for president, bitch.
I think everyone would love Cox.
Everyone loves Cox.
Everyone loves Cox.
So, I could get in.
Yeah.
Cox.
Right. Cox always gets it in.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
And I'm even hard enough, too. I'm a hard bitch. I'll get it in every time. I'll get it in for 8 terms.
Oh, man.
365. 8 terms. Oh. Who doesn't want Cox 365 for 8? No, for 8 years, not 8 terms. For 8 years.
I got an answer. I can't say it because we...
What, because we didn't go far enough already?
No, we talked about it the other night and you were like, we cannot talk about this on the podcast. I was like, damn it!
Well, they're...
Not yet.
Uh-oh. Not yet. Uh-oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
All right, so Cox... Do you know what I'm talking about? Yep, Cox 365 for 8 years.
Cox.
Who doesn't
Hashtag Cox 365. Oh my god!
Oh my god, is that my 2017 hashtag?
I did it!
Cox 365! Yes, I love you. Hashtag Cox365. Hashtag all I do is win.
You know what? The ghosts are going to be like, what the fuck is happening? They're going to haunt me.
Thank God you saged this room before we got in here. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's only my Aunt Chris. She'll be fine. Actually, the owner of the house, too. Because you know this house was built in the turn of the century. Right before the turn of the century.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the mayors lived here.
Who?
Mayor Friend, you know, the friend room.
Oh, that's why there's Friend Street, the friend room.
Yeah.
Wow, you got some history here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he die here?
He might have died here. I don't know if his wife died here, but...
Okay.
Yeah. I think one of them, the wife or the... Or he died here.
Wow.
And then, you know, my aunt...
It's a pretty cool house.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nifty house.
It looks pretty big, but, you know, when you try to have a party, it's really small, really quick. You know, when I moved here, I had all these intentions of blowing out this wall and having, like, a whole suite. That didn't happen, which, you know, I'm fine with because I'd rather not have a TV in my room.
Are you one of those people? Why don't you want to have a TV in your room?
Because I would just find it that I would watch TV too late in the night and, like, not sleep as much. Because
Darcy's like that. Darcy doesn't believe in having a TV in your room.
It's not that I don't believe in it. It's just... I don't need to.
That should be, you know what? That is a great poll, Alicia Unleashed poll question. Thank you for, that's actually a great one. I could put on there, do you have a TV in your room? Yes or no? And some people actually do it on purpose by choice.
Well, they do say with the new TVs, computers, cell phones, Kindles, like tablets, the blue light, that's radiating the backlighting is bad for you, and that's why you're not getting the best sleeps at night. So they say to turn off your Wi-Fi. Like, I have some people that I know that turn off their Wi-Fi when they go to sleep.
Because
of the bouncing of, like, the energy of, yeah, of the Wi-Fi.
Wow, that's going there a little bit further than I thought.
Some people, but, like, they say not look at your phone right before you go to bed.
Yeah, okay. That never happens to anyone.
I don't. I turn my phone off. After usually around 9:15.
Turn it off?
I turn it on silent and I put it face down and go to bed.
I turn on silent for reasons sometimes.
No, I mean, if my mom had an emergency, we have an intercom system, so she'll radio up to me if she needed me.
Okay.
Because she has done that in the past when I was visiting, where she's called me before the firemen broke into the house.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't hear it because it was on silent.
Oh.
And I was also jet lagged, so you can't really blame me, but...
Right.
But yeah, I try to read, like, an actual book before I go to bed. Because they say, you know, the blue light... So TV has that backlighting.
Right.
And that messes with your brain. My Kindle has what they call blue shade, where it turns it off. Like, so it's kind of like... It's got this, like, kind of looks like some kind of film. It's more yellow.
Yeah.
So there's no blue light to, like, mess with your brain at night.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. They also say to use an actual alarm, like an alarm instead of your cell phone, because when you turn on your cell phone or turn off your cell phone, you're so prone to getting all your notifications and stuff.
Yes, totally.
There's also an app called Silent where you can program the time that you want to go to bed and the time you can get up. And it'll actually shut off all your notifications for all your apps.
Get
and
out.
Like that. Yep.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
They are totally taking this shit to a new level.
Because they want you to be, mentally healthy, too. That's a thing that they're, you know, the Surgeon General is also kind of focusing on, is mental health.
Right.
A lot of...
Does this shit make you go crazy?
Because a lot of fitness programs, too, only focus on, like, lose weight. Do this, do that, deadlift, squats, wall balls. I don't know what the fuck those mean. But anyway, but they're not giving you that me time kind of thing.
Right.
Which you kind of need. You need, like, yesterday, I had so much stuff. I was supposed to do so much stuff yesterday. And in a sense, I mean, granted, I felt like I just wanted to die.
Yeah, basically.
I really did. But it was like I had all that time to myself. Would I have appreciated not vomiting all day and having time to myself? Yeah. But I feel like I have a lot of time to myself sometimes. But right. I also have been trying to keep myself busy. Like, I'm looking at November and I'm like, shit, I'm already busy. I got things all the way up to California, to my trip out west.
Yeah, actually, you're going to be busy for the rest of the year.
Christmas is quiet. Nope. Damn it.
Not really.
I got some weekends in there. It's usually, like, my Saturdays and stuff seem to be a thing. But it all can change because, you know, winter is coming.
It is. And it's pretty... It's so weird right now that it's, like, 60, then 70, then 40, then 30, then 20. I'm like, okay, seriously right now?
Let's figure this out.
This is crazy.
It's like, I do have to, I feel like I should wake up and just text Joey in the morning and be like, Joey, am I wearing fleece leggings today or can I get away with just like jeans? Like what's the weather going to be like today? But I also feel like he's got a bias because he's right on the ocean. Whereas I'm going into the thick woods of Ipswich.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Did you see my Snapchat of the haunt that abandoned house this morning?
No.
Oh, you should. Yeah. There's a house right by my warehouse that's just empty.
Oh, wait. You said Mother Bloody Mary. Yeah. That's an abandoned house?
Yeah. But it's got a lamp and it's got one of those wicker couches on the porch.
Yeah.
And stuff. They just cleaned the yard. So it was so overgrown last week and they just cleaned it. I was like, oh, something's happening at this house. Wow. So I took a picture today and my niece was like, I am so terrified. I was like,
yeah. Yeah, that was for, yeah.
I was like, I'm always driving by that house. I'm super fascinated by it, but I would piss my pants if I went in there because I hear like one little bump and I'd be like, fuck out, I'm out.
I'm pretty impressed. We're in the haunted room right now. Nothing's crazy happened because trust me, I have the energy. If something's going to happen, something's going to happen.
Oh, this isn't the exact haunted room. The other one's across the hall. That's why there's a lock on that door.
Uh-oh. Thank God we didn't go in. I saw you sage around that door before you came in here to sage in here.
Yeah. Just in case.
Just in case anyone leaks out of the locked door.
Since I got my dog, every time I hear movement, I'm like, just my dog. It's just my dog. Just my dog.
But that's it. Just your dog.
I mean, people want to believe in it or not, or you'd be like, I don't believe you, but I had to call in reinforcements when I moved home because there was a lot of things happening. And I was just like, you know, I think it was my mom coming up the stairs and it wasn't.
Yeah, you definitely needed you,
and
some.
You've come up my stairs a few times.
I can feel it. Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah.
But see, like, you can feel what's in this house. I can't. But I can go to Market Basket and feel everyone's anxiety. And I'm like, nope, no. This is why I go to Stop and Shop.
There were
people in there this weekend. I was like, what are you all doing? But I usually only shop on Sundays, and I shopped on Saturday. And I was like, oh, we won't make that mistake again. But thank God I did it this Saturday.
Joe, that's like Joey's go-to. He loves Stop and Shop.
That price gun, man, is the funnest thing on the planet.
Yeah, everyone talks about that.
I love the price gun.
Yeah.
Because you literally just scan your little barcode, and it literally rolls up your bill, and you just swipe your card, and you're out.
Yeah, exactly.
You get your shit all bagged up already, you're done. You don't have to deal with anybody. It's great.
Awesome. Well, you know, we are actually almost 43 minutes in.
Ooh.
I know. We actually had a really great podcast. All right. So, I think we should just ended here, you know, a little bit of podcast, 43 minutes, good to go. But again, Halloween night, this will be tomorrow, All Saints Day. And yeah, it is, I'm looking outside and unfortunately we have no trick or treat. Everyone is definitely make sure the lights are out. We're like off the downtown area where no kids come over here. And poor Bridget bought 3 bags of candy, and Alicia's going to have to take home one. If you saw my wrappers next to me right now.
Oh, we should Snapchat that and be like, Cox365.
Oh, hashtag Cox365.
I'm going to do it as my Snapchat and be like, I'm just going to be like, come to Twitter, you know? That's how there's a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk. And I listened to a podcast, and he said that Snapchat is where it's at right now.
Oh.
Because if you want followers, you have so many followers on your Snapchat, you want them to turn over to Twitter, which Twitter may be closing down.
Oh,
yeah, you did.
We need to talk about this.
Okay.
Joey will have a straight-up heart attack if Twitter goes down, because that is his go-to.
So, Twitter just laid off 9% of their world employees. Their workforce. Their worldwide workforce. That's 9%. That's a lot. That means there's moves happening. Vine, which was the 6-second little video thing that just replays over and over again, but it was kind of like pre-Snapchat in a sense. Vine sold its properties to Twitter, they are closing down Vine. The owner...
that already happened. Vine's gone.
Right. That just happened last week.
Right, yeah.
But Vine is owned by Twitter. So...
Oh.
Twitter... So the original owner of Vine wrote on his... he tweeted, "Never sell your company."
Get out.
Yeah. That was it. But Gary Vaynerchuk, if you guys don't know, follow him on Snapchat, Gary V. He's actually phenomenal. I love him. He said that if you want followers to come and follow you on Twitter, you talk about it on your Snapchat and you tell them, come follow me at Twitter or hashtag this on Twitter.
But I have way, way, way more followers on Twitter than I do on Snapchat.
Right. I have so many of them. But that's the thing is like, you gotta, how do you convert that? I don't know how.
I would have to convert my Twitters to Snapchat.
The thing is, I have so many friends on Snapchat, and I'm not even... I've got 27 people. I'm like...
Right. I've got so many friends because they don't use it.
Well, yes and no. I see people posting all the time, and there are some people I'm like...
No, everyone that I know posts on their story follows me on my story, which is not really...
I'm not talking about the stories. I'm talking like the people that are... posting their Snapchat photos to Facebook.
Right.
And you're like, I'm kind of okay with not seeing your Snapchat. But people could say that about me, aka basic bitch, because all I do is Snapchat about my dog, which is not exactly true. Not exactly true.
I don't think so.
No, I totally did my hotline bling dance today. But anyway.
Yes, you did.
They are making some comments that Twitter might be seeing the end of the road because they haven't... Last year, they had so many people sign up, and now they don't have that many sign-ups this year. And it's a lot of robots and stuff like that, and a lot of bots doing this. So they're thinking... I mean, they just laid off 9% of their workforce.
Right.
So that means that they're not booming as much as they were before.
Right.
So, very interesting.
Huh. So we will see what happens with that.
Yes.
We've had all sorts of...
We did
a lot of events
today. Do you feel
today.
Like we're Channel 1 for 2016?
Channel 1! Yes!
With Serena Alshul and Anderson Cooper when he had brown hair and Lisa Ling.
Channel 1. That's it.
And the old school Amelie TVs.
Yes!
And they broadcast the O.J. Simpson trial.
Ugh, amazing. All right. But I was a freshman at that point. I was a freshman
when
OJ.
Eighth grade.
Yeah, right. So I was a freshman in eighth when OJ came around that thing. So thank you for listening to our Halloween edition, episode 45. Good night, Gloucester. Happy Halloween.
They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, haha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, haha.
Good night.